Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, crypto markets nosedive. Here's how far Bitcoin can fall before analyst Justin Bennett flips bullish on BTC. That's right. As the crypto markets plunge alongside stocks and equities, analyst Justin Bennett says he plans on flipping bullish on Bitcoin once it drops to a certain price level. That price level is $39,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. And as on-chain analyst William Clemente shares here, Bitcoin is now just $5,000 away from my floor model and $145,000 away from my top model. Sell-off driven by Evergrande worries. Supply dynamics set up for the next few months unchanged. Eyes on the prize. Bought the dip. Also in today's show, more than 1 million El Salvador citizens can now use Bitcoin just days after making Bitcoin legal tender, as their president, Nayib Bukele, shared here on crypto Twitter. 1.1 million Salvadorans already use Shibo wallet, and we haven't enabled 65% of phone models yet. It seems that we'll be able to bank more people in 1 month than they did with nationalizations and privatizations of traditional banks in 40 years. And as Max Kaiser shares here, Nayib Bukele, for example, is a freedom fighter arming his people with Bitcoin. His recent moves consolidating power are about fending off the true dictator, the U.S. dollar empire, and its mindless, violent thugs that have raped Latin America for decades. Hashtag Bravo. Also in today's show, another week of institutional accumulation. CoinShares sees $42 million in weekly crypto inflows. That's right. Institutional investors have kept accumulating cryptos for 5 weeks in a row, according to this new report by CoinShares. I'll be breaking down the highlights from inside this report. Also in today's show, Bitcoin heavy breakout fractal suggests the Bitcoin price can hit $250,000 to $350,000 this year in 2021. That's right. We're talking about a Bitcoin 2017-like bull run, which the price rose by more than 1,900%, which Bit Harrington breaks down right here. And crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop agrees. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely correcting, as most of the altcoins are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show.
Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net.
And before I kick off today's show, if you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled The Catch-Up Coin Hyperboom, where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K-A. CryptoNewsAlerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay. All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual. So let's dive right in. As the crypto market plunged alongside stocks and equities, analyst Justin Bennett says he plans on flipping bullish on the king of all crypto once it drops to a certain price level, expecting a big bounce. The closely followed analyst says he'll turn net long on Bitcoin when it reaches the $39,000 level, which is about 10% below the current price. Quoting him here, as bearish as I've been lately, and rightfully so, I do plan on flipping from net short to long near Bitcoin $39,000 if we get it. I'm anticipating a decent bounce from there, and I'll be well positioned in the event the macro picture turns bullish again. Now, Bennett has his eyes on the U.S. dollar index, the U.S. dollar versus a basket of other major currencies as a potential catalyst for a further correction in Bitcoin. And typically, a stronger U.S. dollar index can correlate with many asset prices weakening. And currently, the U.S. dollar index is already testing 93.4, and he says, break that, then 94.6 is next, as you can see right here in this chart. And according to the analyst, Bitcoin has a strong correlation with the dollar index. And quoting him again here, the next time someone tries to tell you there's no correlation between Bitcoin and the US dollar index, tell them They are wrong. And Bennett also says that Bitcoin could be replicating its price action from April to May of this year, just before Bitcoin tumbled from $58,000 to $30,000. Quoting him again here, April to May on the left, as you can see on this chart, and then September on the right, as you can also see right here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And checking out the latest from on-chain analyst William Clemente, he says Bitcoin is now just $5,000 away from my floor model and $145,000 away from my top model. Sell-off driven by Evergrande worries, supply dynamics set up for the next few months unchanged, eyes on the prize. Bought the dip. That's right, BTFD all day. And before I break down next story of the day, more than a million El Salvador citizens now use Bitcoin just days after making Bitcoin legal tender, as well as another week of institutional accumulation. CoinShares sees $42 million in weekly crypto inflows, as well as Bitcoin heavy breakout fractal suggests Bitcoin price can hit $250,000 to $350,000 this year in 2021. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. Yesterday was nothing but bloodshed. Many of the alts are currently recovering. We saw Bitcoin down about 0.5%, trading just above $43,300. We have Ether up 1.4%, trading just above $3,060. Cardano up 6%, trading at $2.20. Solana up 3%, trading at $141. Polkadot up 3%, trading just under $30. And XRP down 3.5%, trading just under 95 cents. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin is seeing mass adoption in El Salvador just days after the Central American nation made the benchmark crypto legal tender. That's right. President Nayib Bukele tells his 2.9 million Twitter followers that 1.1 million Salvadorans are already using Shivo, the country's official Bitcoin wallet powered by BitGo. As I shared with you in the intro of the show, I translated it for you right here in English. And he says they're doing more in 1 month than traditional banks have done in 40 years. Very powerful words. And I like to check out Max Kaiser's response to all of this. Might need to revisit how we define dictator, mostly in the face of the incredibly oppressive empire. If you're not American, leaders resort to drastic dictatorial measures. When offered Bitcoin, they opt in to opt out of the true U.S. dollar, god-awful dictatorship. And he also says, Nayib Bukele, for example, is a freedom fighter arming his people with Bitcoin. His recent moves consolidating power are about fending off the true dictator, the U.S. dollar empire, and its mindless violent thugs that have raped Latin America for decades. Hashtag Bravo. Shout out to Max Kaiser. And this picture right here says it all. Now check this out. El Salvador made history after becoming the first country to officially adopt Bitcoin on September 7th. The country promised its citizens $30 worth of Bitcoin along with the optional use of the Shivo wallet. Now recently, Shivo registration was halted and the wallet had to be taken offline during off-peak hours to address technical glitches. Now Bukele says that the app is fully operational, as he shares here. Number one, the app is already working 100%. And number two, it's now available for download also on all Blue, Xiaomi, Motorola, TCL, and ZTE models. Bukele adds that he's seeing high demand for the Shivo wallet, translating his tweet into English right here. High demand for Shivo wallet. El Salvador has never had such a massive digitization project. In fact, I don't think I've ever had a national digitization project. Every hour, we have twice as many new users as the participants in the anti-march. Hashtag Bitcoin. Very powerful. And he also just recently bought the dip. If you missed the memo, we just bought the dip, 150 new coins. El Salvador now holds 700 BTC. And he also says presidential advice, they can never beat you if you buy the dips. That's right. And before I break down our next story of the day, another week of institutional accumulation. CoinShares sees $42 million in weekly crypto inflows, as well as Bitcoin heavy breakout fractal suggests the Bitcoin price can hit $250,000 to $350,000 still this year in 2021. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.9 trillion with $145 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 42.3%, with the Ether dominance at 18.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Celo up 28%, trading at $7 even. OMG Network up 22.5%, trading at $10.38. And Shinfin XDC up 16%, trading at 12 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was was neutral with a 50, last week a 30, and last month a 76 in extreme greed. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD bought that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. One of the most popular digital asset managers, CoinShares, continues to see institutional inflows for a fifth week now in a row. In its latest digital asset fund flows weekly report, CoinShares revealed that it ended the previous week on a positive note in terms of inflows. And I'll be sharing this in the show notes below the video in the description so you can download the report and read it for yourself. But now for some of the highlights. Digital asset investment products saw inflows totaling $42 million last week. Inflows were seen across all digital assets and signals what we believe to be continued improving sentiment amongst investors. It's also worth noting that Bitcoin saw inflows of about $15 million and has suffered from negative investor sentiment in only three of the last 16 weeks. Another thing the report touched upon is Solana. The network suffered from an outage and was offline for literally hours. And despite this, Solana saw inflows of some $4.8 million, which suggests investors were happy to shrug off the attack, seeing it as teething problems rather than something more inherent with the network. And nevertheless, this report accounts for the data up until September 17th. As we all know, in the past couple of days, the crypto market absolutely tanked, losing billions in capitalization and a broader collapse. This saw Bitcoin tank to about that $40,000 mark, while other cryptos were also bleeding out, and we saw a slight recovery here this morning. And with that said, it's interesting to see how institutional investors are handling their current situation. All I know is this: follow the smart money. The major institutions are accumulating. Well, that's precisely what you should be doing right now. BTFD all freaking day, 25.8. And as pointed out right here in the report, it shows you the flows by provider. We have Grayscale leading the pack, followed by CoinShares, then 3IQ, 21 shares purpose, ETC Group, Bitwise, and then other. And flows by assets are broken down here. Obviously, Bitcoin leading the pack, followed by Ethereum, then multi-asset, Binance, Solana, Ripple, Cardano, Polkadot, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, and other. And to download this report, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin heavy breakout fractal suggests the Bitcoin price can hit $250,000 to $350,000 still this year in 2021, rising more than 1,900%. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel, and also some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And yesterday I celebrated episode number 700 of the podcast. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is CryptoNewsYes. And of course, you can follow me on Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin has the potential to push its prices between $250,000 and $350,000 by the end of this year, a longstanding fractal suggests. First spotted by the pseudonymous analyst Bit Harrington, the bullish setup drew its inspirations from Bitcoin's secular bull runs every time after halvings, when the miner block rewards get cut in half. Now, analysts perceived the halving as a bullish event, which reduced the supply of newly mined BTC. Now, Harrington reminded that Bitcoin's price surged by more than 600% after the first two halving events in 2012 and 2016, when measured from a so-called resistance slash support R slash S line, as shown in the chart right here on your screen. Now, the line represents a barrier during the period of price uptrend. Traders tested it for a breakout multiple times before successfully breaching it to log a new record high. And when prices started correcting, they eventually bottomed out near the same line. And in 2020 to 2021, Bitcoin underwent a similar upside trajectory, bouncing from below $4,000 to rising to above 60K. And again, Harrington highlighted the $60,000 level as the same R slash S line that kept trades from logging a clear bullish breakout, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. What if resistance support from the RS line, Bitcoin pumped 6x after having one? That's from $200 to $1,200, and also 6x After having two, that's $3,000 to $20,000, as you can see right here in this chart. And he also shares, by the way, from this perspective, there's a Bitcoin double top after every halving. It wasn't really obvious after having two, like the obvious double top after having one, but you can still see this double top in various indicators, weekly, RSI. For example, as he points out right here, and checking out the response from crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, he says, this makes a ton of sense and in line with my ideas too. Somewhere 2017 we are, heavy breakout to come at a later stage to $250,000 to $350,000 and then landing on $65,000 in the bear market. For Bitcoin, let me know if you agree or disagree with these crypto analysts. Now let's talk about the fundamentals. Bitcoin skyrocketed after crashing to 4,000 in March of 2020, primarily due to the global central bank's loose monetary policies to curb the economic aftermath after the Novid pandemic. The cryptocurrency closed the year at around $30,000 as retail and institutional investors woke up to its safe haven narrative against a falling US dollar and rising inflation fears. And so far in 2021, the price of Bitcoin topped out around $65,000 before correcting lower below $50,000 at its year-to-date low. The pair traded for $29,300 on the Coinbase exchange. Its losses were led by a sudden ban on all crypto activity in China, including mining, as well as Elon FUD puppet Muskrat's alarming tweets over Bitcoin booming carbon footprints, which we all know is nothing more than FUD. Now, Bitcoin balance on the exchanges drops the fresh lows, which is another massively bullish indicator, which indicates a supply squeeze incoming for the king of all crypto. The crypto held prices above 30,000 as its reserves across exchanges dropped significantly. Blockchain data analytics service CryptoQuant reported that Bitcoin's balance across the crypto trading platforms slipped to around 2.37 million BTC last week, its lowest in more than a year. Now, a decrease in Bitcoin's reserves represents traders' intentions to hodl the crypto instead of trading it for altcoins and fiat currencies. And another massively bullish indicator is the Bitcoin hash rate has nearly recovered. Bitcoin's recovery from below $30,000 to almost $50,000 also coincided with its V-shape hash rate recovery. The drop surfaced as many miners responded to China's crypto crackdown by either shutting down their facilities or moving the operations abroad. And as we all know, the Bitcoin price tends to follow the hash rate, but the network recovered by more than half of its lost hash rate, hitting 136.92 million terahashes per second on September 18th, indicating that China's direct ban did not have a prolonged effect on Bitcoin's mining sector. That's right. So what are your thoughts surrounding this $250,000 to $350,000 Bitcoin price prediction before the end of this year? Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments and why. I also like to point out that the Stock to Flow creator, Plan B, his worst case scenario for a close in this year of December is $135,000. However, his best case scenario is a $450,000 Bitcoin price. Take that, Peter Schiff. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Crypto markets nosedive. Here's how far Bitcoin can fall before analyst Justin Bennett flips bullish on BTC. We're talking about that $39,000 level. Also in today's show, we discuss more than 1 million El Salvador citizens can now use Bitcoin just days after making Bitcoin legal tender. Also in today's show, we discuss another week of institutional accumulation as CoinShare sees $42 million in weekly crypto inflows. Also in today's show, we discuss a Bitcoin heavy breakout fractal, which suggests the Bitcoin price can hit between $250,000 and $350,000 still this year in 2021, rising more than 1,900%. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Grant Dunn wrote, "All right, JV, found your daily update on Spotify. I love looking forward to 4:15 p.m. UK time and work. Thank you for everything you do, for all your hard work and research you do for us. Grant, I appreciate your support, Grant." And I responded, "You're very welcome. I appreciate you tuning in, fam. One love." And the next featured comment comes from Bring Facts, who wrote, "Turkey declares war on the orange pill for Thanksgiving. Bitcoin is eating hashed potatoes and turkey gravy. Bet." That's right. Let's freaking go. Cheers, fam. And the third and final featured comment comes from Inner Dino, who wrote, "Hiya, JV. Hello, everyone. How we all doing? This is not a problem. Buy if you can hodl. Otherwise, sweet opportunity to gobble up them sats." That's right. Keep stacking them sats, fam. You already know. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. If you missed this live event with Tika Tiwari entitled "The Catch-Up Coin Hyper Boom," where he reveals six catch-up coins which can bridge the financial gap between the life you currently have and the life that you want in as little as 10 months. He also reveals his number one cryptocurrency pick absolutely free. So if you missed it, don't panic. You can still check out the replay for a limited time. Go ahead and visit tika.cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's Tika, T-E-E-K aka.cryptonewsalerts.net. So go ahead and register right now and enjoy the replay.